Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1248. We'll learn it today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabban Ziz, Lila Nishmas Blim, Abbas Rav Moshe, Alir Fur Shalem Rafol, Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malach of Chayresh, plowing. So we've been talking about the last few shiurim in reference to pressing down dirt or moving dirt side to side. So we said in general the pressing down of the dirt, like if somebody sits on a chair or so on, or if you put food on a table or you put some and the four legs, you know, push down into the dirt. So we said fine, that's not a problem. But moving it side to side is what that's where the issues come up. You know, like shaking around the chair if it's not straight, moving the table and these type of things. Especially on a chair when a person's sitting and then there's a lot of weight on the ground, and a person very easily could start making grooves and holes in the ground and so on by moving it side to side, and so on. So he just brings down the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbata. He says like this, Isur Zeh Hu Bein Shabbos U Bein Yomtiv, right? These Yisurim that we're talking about in Chayresh apply both on Shabbos and on Yomtiv. This is straight across the board, and it's, you know, the Yisurim of plowing is not allowed, everything that we're talking about, is not allowed to be done in Yom Tov. Also, he says, therefore, al kena voices for kosi b'chotzer. Somebody makes a sukkah. In other words, sukkahs, when sukkahs comes, nochem sheyichasa karka shebesoicha sukkah. The v'lav hachi yavi b'kal lidei michshol sheyitzadeit sham kisoe. In other words, somebody makes a sukkah. It's a good thing. It's not, you know, where halacha l'maisi a must, but it's a good thing to make sure either to make it on pavement or if it's on a dirt ground and the person has a backyard or whatever. I don't have a choice. It's on a dirt ground. What should I do? So just to cover the ground. Especially where the table is or where the chairs are, because, you know, people will be sitting, they'll be moving back and forth. It's very hard to sit and think, you know, well, I'm sitting on a chair, I'm on a dirt ground, I'm in the sukkah, I'm singing, zemiras, I'm eating this, that, and I start moving my chair. A person doesn't realize, they don't chap what they're doing. These are all normal things that people don't think about. It's a good thing. He says one should be careful to, if their sukkah is on a dirt ground, backyard or whatever, to put something down, either boards or to cover it with canvas or something along those lines. Because like we said, just the pressing down is not the issue. But if the ground is covered, so even if somebody moves around, probably you're not going to be, you know, moving the dirt side to side. It's only when by it's on the bare ground. So that's an important thing to keep in mind on sukkahs. And also if somebody's sitting outside and so on. Okay, so now he brings on the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbata. Again, just to give over the page, on page Shin Yud Tes Oizayin. So he says, like we've been talking about in the past, in conjunction with if a person lives in a city, a place whereby what they're sweeping, and getting back to the sweeping issue, what they're sweeping in general, it's hard grounds in that type of city. So he says, in conjunction with that, we spoke about the houses themselves. We spoke about in front of the house. He talks about interesting a driveway, which we spoke about. Also, he says the staircase, like stairs, let's say outside stairs. In a case in time, of course, where there's no carrying, it's closed off, it's a yard, or whatever the case is, or there's a gate. In a case in time, of course, where there's no carrying, if a person has stairs, also hard stairs, regular cement stairs or whatever, so that if need be somebody, and it's a place where they could carry, so need be somebody would be allowed to, with a soft broom, to sweep over there also. Because he says, in general, the staircases in the cities, a person living in a city is usually hard, and one would be allowed to there's no gezeru whereby one will be allowed to sweep the stairs. Again, not to go ahead and sweep the stairs on Shabbos just like this, but if something spilled over, popcorn, I'll just give you an example, some crumbs spilled over there and the person's afraid, they shouldn't bring sometimes you have cats, squirrels, or whatever the case is, so one will be allowed to sweep up over there. He also brings down sometimes there's like a rubber carpet type of thing. We'll try and talk about a regular carpet. That's already more complicated. But let's say like a rubber type of a mat type of in the doorway, he says he brings down also. He says in the door of cement over there, also usually a person has cement, like sometimes you have a house and in between there's two doorways and in between you have like a mat over there on the floor, so he said it would be mutter also to sweep over there, again assuming that it's a rubbery mat, a mat or a carpet that's made out of material, we have to talk about, that's more complicated. We're talking about a case in time, the regular rubber mats or possibly sometimes they have like this fake synthetic material type thing. So that would be much easier to sweep if somebody has to. Again, in case of time whereby you could carry over there, it's no problem. in the house. Okay, so like we said, if it's a material type carpet, we have to talk about that. Is already much more complicated to do. We'll go through those halachas also. Brings out an interesting note, interesting thing also. Somebody has a sukkah. Let's say somebody has a sukkah in their backyard, courtyard, driveway, whatever. And they covered it fine. They put down whatever planks or wood on the floor and before sukkahs, and that's their floor in the sukkah, right? So it's outside, even though it might be on a dirt ground. He says, interesting that one would be allowed to sweep over there on the hard surface, not on the ground. You can't sweep on the ground, but on the hard surface, he says, whether that place is covered the whole time, all year round, or if somebody just puts down these planks or this hard floor, right? Sometimes in a sukkah, a person puts down, like we spoke about before, it's a good thing to have a hard floor. So a person puts down wood, planks, plastic, whatever the case is, hard. We're talking about hard. So whether it's covered the whole year, or if they did it just for sukkahs, he said one would be allowed. So he says, one would be allowed to sweep over there. Most of the people in general, people cover the floor of this sukkah. In general, people try not to, you know, make it on these just plain flat out dirt floors. So he says, in conjunction with that, one would be allowed to sweep, let's say, you know, after the meal in the sukkah, you know, the crumbs and everything all over. You don't want people stepping all over the place, carrying it into the house, carrying it in the sukkah all over. It could be a bazillion also for the whole sukkah, the dirt's on the floor. So you want to just sweep up. So again, if it's a hard floor in the sukkah, he says most sukkahs do have hard floors and one will be allowed to sweep. Now, I do want to say, if it's taka on a dirt floor, then you can't do it, right? If somebody taka made their sukkah on a dirt floor and they never covered the ground, it's just flat out dirt. So to sit on the chair is fine. To sit, you know, to eat there is fine. To walk there is fine. But you have to be careful to sweep up. That's a problem. You can't sweep up over there. The only thing, you know, we could say, in other words, if the ground in the sukkah is dirt, that we said last time, to tell a guy to do it, that would be fine because of psik reisha. I mean, unless it's a place whereby you have holes, major holes in the ground, like we said, or whatever. But let's say a regular ground where there's no major issues, there's no major bumps, it's just a dirt ground instead of a hard ground, but it's pretty flat, there's no issues over there. So to tell a guy, somebody, you know, a guy that's helping or whatever the case is, do me a favor, just sweep up so that in a case in time where the floor is fairly, you know, straight, like we spoke about last time, in the sukkah would be fine. But if it's a hard floor, he does say it's not a problem even for a Jewish person to go ahead and sweep up in the sukkah on the hard floor area. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha, kol tov.